an order which goes a long way in protecting the rights to privacy of citizens in the country. The Supreme Court has ordered a probe into the Pegasus phone tap case, headed by a retired judge of the Supreme Court and other experts. In very strong terms that serve to protect the rights of nationals, the Supreme Court has said that the state does not get a free pass every time the specter of national security is raised. In other words, just the mention of national security is not enough to spy on citizens. Further, no omnibus prohibition can be called for against judicial review. In other words, there is always judicial review that is possible in our country. You can't say that it's national security and therefore judicial review is not allowed. So on tonight's show, the question is this: does today's Supreme Court order make it abundantly clear, perhaps for once and for all, that the privacy of citizens in India is paramount? So what we'll do on the program tonight is this: we'll break up the Supreme Court order into four parts to discuss it threadbare with our panel of experts. Firstly, why the Supreme Court was compelled to order a probe into Pegasus now, what have they said about it? The issue of the Pegasus probe and citizens' privacy. How is this all about your privacy and my privacy having been affected, and how does it now need to be protected more than it's evidently been? Then the statement of the court, the observation that there can be no free pass over the specter of national security. That is so very important. National security, those words shouldn't be used as an excuse to spy on citizens. Finally, the threat of snooping is an assault on the vital role of the press. Remember, several key journalists and political leaders, for example, Rahul Gandhi, were among those who were allegedly spied upon using this Pegasus software. There was an international dump of information which emerged, including names and specifics. The government has always been vague about whether or not some agency, some part of the government, procured this, and that vagueness was just not accepted. In fact, the Supreme Court said so today as well. Before I introduce my panel of guests, what I'm going to do is look at that first part of what the Supreme Court actually looked at. The Supreme Court was compelled to order a probe. Why was it compelled to order a Pegasus probe? Because of a vague denial by the center, which was not sufficient to satisfy the court's curiosity or interest in this case. The court gave ample opportunity to the center, but the response was inadequate. Therefore, the entire citizenry has been affected by such allegations due to a potential chilling effect. It is a chilling effect upon millions in our country if you have the government spying in this matter. The right to privacy and the freedom of speech has been impacted, potentially, is what the court has said, and that allegations that the center and states are party to the rights of deprivations of citizens is something that the Supreme Court is looking at. Possibly some foreign authorities could be involved in this as well, needs to be looked at as well. Vikas Singh, the senior advocate, joins us. Gurdeep Singh Sappal of the Congress, Nikhil Pawar, the founder of Media Nama, N. Ram and PKD Nambiar, also Ashwini Dubey and Ranbir Singh Pathania of the BJP. But first, let me go across to Vikas Singh, the senior advocate of the Supreme Court. Sir, let's look at the first part of what the Supreme Court has said. Firstly, that the denial by the center was vague. An ample opportunity had been given. Obviously, the center's response was not good enough. What, therefore, is the message to the government, sir? Mr. Vikas Singh.
So, Vishnu, in 2018, there was a notification by the central government, Ministry of Home Affairs, by the Home Secretary, which said that 10 organizations in India, which included CBI, ED, and RAW, etc., could buy any software or snoop into anybody's telephone for the purposes of invading into their privacy. Now, the carte blanche that was given actually should have been challenged by somebody, which was never challenged. Now, if you see, after this Pegasus controversy erupted, The government of India always was saying that we have done whatever we have done according with law. So basically they meant that we had authorized these organizations to do it, and if they have done it, it is in accordance with law. So really speaking, it's actually beating around the bush. So if you've done it or not, they didn't deny nor they admit, but they said that whatever we've done it. And that's what they said to the parliament when there was a parliament question on this as well. So really speaking, they had assumed that authority, and according to me, it was a misuse of the powers under the Act to give this kind of a notification, because that kind of a power can be given only if there is a specific information. So for instance, if there is Al-Qaeda or somebody operating in India, a notification can be issued to intercept phones of Al-Qaeda. So that was the first step which the central government took. Now, nobody raised this, unfortunately, in the Supreme Court. The petition that I argued was also not ultimately, mm-hmm. It was not sustainable for some technical reason. So ultimately, this issue has not been gone into. But now that the Supreme Court has also declared privacy to be a fundamental right, the requirement of a robust law to protect the privacy of individual is something which needs to be looked at. And that's something which they have empowered the committee to do. So right. I don't know whether the committee will have the jurisdiction to suggest some laws or to suggest some amendment to the laws, although they say so. But that will be another conflict area when that recommendation of the committee comes. But overall, it's a very wholesome recommendation. The empowerment of the committee is quite absolute. They have been given unfettered powers to do whatever they want to do.
Yep.
And make a very wide sweeping recommendation, which should cover most of the aspects which have so far come in the sure. public domain about the misuse of the sure. software.
Enram, the larger issue, I think, has been summarized in this one sentence by the Supreme Court. The entire citizen is affected by such allegations due to its potential chilling effect. You know, we can talk about the media, we can talk about political leaders being snooped upon, but the right of the government, or the belief that as a government you can go and hack into somebody's phone, extract whatever information there is, irrespective of who that person is, whether they're a suspect, not a suspect, a politician, a journalist, a spy, a terrorist, anybody, they all come under the same category. You can just do that. That is deadly for our democracy. Does that observation today by the court go a long way in fixing that, the bigger picture?
Yeah, I think it strikes a chord, and the big elephant in the room is the chilling effect right around the country for the press, for the media, for everyone. And all kinds of cases are contrived or foisted on people who just exercise their legitimate freedom of speech, and in particular freedom of the press. So this goes, you know, it resonates powerfully in the public space, and particularly for media people. And I think I welcome the fact that the Supreme Court has underlined this chilling effect as something that is unacceptable. Yes.
In fact, Mr. Rao, while you bring up the the point on the media, let me just bring that up. So let's have that graphic number 4 up on the screen. Here's what they said, and Mr. Rao, I'll get you to respond to this. It is undeniable that surveillance and the knowledge that one is under the threat of being spied upon might result in self-censorship. This is of particular concern when it relates to the freedom of the press, which is an important pillar of democracy. Such a chilling effect on the freedom of speech is an assault on the vital public watchdog role of the press, which may undermine the ability of the press to provide accurate and reliable information. The bottom line, sources will be protected. There can be no journalism without sources, and protecting a source is the lifeblood of credible journalism. This protects the basis of what journalism should be. Right, Mr. Ram?
Yes, protection of sources is important and has not really been adequately brought out in courts. And so this is something new, protection of sources, because the literature shows that the law is not very clear on protection of sources, although in practice, I think very often you can protect sources. So this is an important statement, and I hope it'll be backed up by law again. We need a law to protect sources.
Yep.
and investigative journalism is very important. That phrase watchdog, I think, says it all. So I think these bring to the fore key issues, but we have to consolidate this through lawmaking.
Do you feel a little bit more secure as a journalist? I'm not sure whether I do as yet, but I think we might be headed in the right direction.
Personally speaking, I was never insecure because nothing really happened to me when we did the investigations. But I think on the larger stage, it is a major concern. And we know that journalists all around you suffer, are under this burden, this chilling effect. They restrain themselves. They know, there's not just direct assaults, but some of the laws are extremely unreasonable. The law of criminal defamation.
Yep.
We should have got rid of it a long time ago. Sri Lanka is the only country in the SAARC region, as far as I know, which has got rid of this, criminal defamation. And there are other things as well. But on surveillance and this, I think this needs to be strongly welcomed and discussed.
Okay. Ashwari Dubey, let's take a look at, and let's pull out that graphic. No free pass over the specter of national security. Free pass, Inspector, words of the court. The state does not get a free pass every time the specter of national security is raised. How important is this?
Thank you very much, Vishnuji, for having me here. Vishnuji, in 2017 only, 9 judges bench of Honorable Supreme Court has unanimously decided and said that fundamental right, each individual of this country, Indians, have privacy as a fundamental right, and it is an intrinsic part of the life and liberty as has been provided under Article 21. Supreme Court has already said, because we have to see this judgment in the light of the 2017 9 judges bench judgment, where 9 judges bench has said that the privacy is a natural right that inheres in all...
No, sir, my question to you was about national security being misused.
That's what I'm coming.
If you look,
I'm
for
coming.
Example, sir, free, and let me give you a specific example, and this is, and I'll come to you then. In the Rafale case, a lot of information was denied to people asking questions under the guidelines of national security, among them the price issue. Even parliamentarians who are sworn were not given this sort of information. Why? Because national security would be affected, right? With something like this, would there not be greater transparency, Mr. Dubey? That's the question.
Vishnuji,
right? No free pass on national security.
Vishnuji, in Rafale case, the top court of this country, 3 judges bench has...
No, I know that. I understand that. I'm not questioning the verdict. I'm only trying to say that national security was used to deny information which people were asking. Would that no longer be possible?
Bear with me for 30 seconds only, Vishnuji, with due respect to you. When Supreme Court, top court of this country, has already ruled that there was no illegality so far as the price and certain other things with regard to the Rafale purchase is concerned, then where is the question? Because top court has already overruled. It means that matter ends that day. I was referring to the Justice K.S. Puttuswamy judgment. The 3 tests has to be passed.
Okay.
What Justice K.S. Puttuswamy has said, first test was that such state action must have a legislative mandate. Second test, it must be pursuing a legitimate state purpose. And third, it must be proportionate. That is, such state action, both in its nature and extent, must be necessary in a democratic society, and the action ought to be the least intrusive of the available alternatives to accomplish the ends. Now, here the question is, with due respect, another 10 seconds, when Indian Telegraph Act of this country, already 5(2) section says that there is a provision for lawful interception, and the government can do lawful interception if it finds that there are certain things fishy going on and it is needed for the investigation. That then, in that situation, there has to be a time-bound manner interception.
Okay.
But now what the Supreme Court has said, as a student of law, I would agree that this judgment has been passed in the light of the settled law. 9 judges bench judgment as held in Justice K.S. Puttuswamy case, and where the inquiry, investigation and determination has been asked in the allegations leveled by the certain person.
All right, Ashwariji, you're suggesting that today's order may be based on something that's already taken place. Fair enough. I want to go across to Gurdeep Singh Sappal. Mr. Sapal, Rahul Gandhi, among other Congress leaders and opposition leaders, was named in the Pegasus files, along with journalists and political activists and others. Is this a vindication to your party that, look, you know, we've been saying all along that something is terribly wrong if we are being spied upon? The Supreme Court seems to believe that prima facie something wrong has taken place.
Yes, Vishnu, this judgment is a very important judgment, a welcome one, because whatever the media was saying, opposition parties, including Congress party, Rahul Gandhi has been saying all along, that there has been infringement of fundamental right of privacy. We should not forget it in today's judgment. It is a 63-para judgment, Vishnu. 17 paras today court has dedicated to discussion on right to privacy. And finally, one of the most significant observation today is in para 77, where it actually goes as far as saying that the burden of protection of fundamental right is primarily the duty of the state. And state may not act in a manner that hinders the court, from rendering complete justice in such proceedings. This is one of the most significant observation today, where the court not just holds government responsible for virtually not honoring the fundamental rights of the citizen of India, but also obstructing the courts in inquiring this matter. So this is significantly important. The result of the inquiry committee will be there in 8 weeks. But what today the court has said has clearly underlined that you cannot have a situation where polemics, where the fake concerns of national security are placed over and above the fundamental rights of citizens of this country. This is primarily what the court has said. And second thing also, let us not forget what court said, that seriousness needs to be accorded to the allegations of foreign countries.
Right.
Foreign countries and involvement of foreign parties. So court has effectively said that there is a prima facie case of breach of national security. The government has been taking the fig leaf of national security, but the court has actually said that there are concerns of violation of national security.
So let me come across to Nikhil Pahwa next. Nikhil, it is alleged that this technology exists in India. It's been procured by some agencies, possibly some state governments. It was in fact revealed at one time that some state governments had actually accessed this. On the basis of this, there is a binding sort of suggestion that you can't use it just like that, right? It's now up to compliance. But how does anybody know whether any agency or any state government is actually complying with the spirit of this order?
Well, Vishnu, I don't think we should get ahead of ourselves. There's no need to celebrate just yet, because it will depend on what this committee says and what the court finally rules on. So while these observations are useful, I'm still going to wait for the final judgment. Let's also not forget that the Indian government in the 2017 case, which has been mentioned a few times, had actually argued against a fundamental right to privacy. Look, there are about 5,000 surveillance orders being signed by the Home Secretary every month. That's what RTIs have revealed. So there is a massive amount of surveillance taking place in the country. This particular instance of surveillance is very, very dangerous, because it's not just surveillance. It basically takes control of someone's phone and also has the ability to implant information in the phone.
Right.
So they can exfiltrate information. They can take information out. But they can also plant information. And the government has very clearly neither confirmed nor denied that they were using surveillance. They've only said that they were doing authorized surveillance. Now, whether this kind of surveillance is constitutional or not, and whether this should be something that's allowed by the fundamental right to privacy on the basis of the judgment, is what we want the Supreme Court to determine. So I would say that this is a test of the Supreme Court. This is a test of the committee, whether they'll actually uphold the fundamental right to privacy, because without that protection coming in, basically, none of our WhatsApp messages are secure. Pegasus has explicitly been used in case of WhatsApp to surveil people's phones.
Right.
And any information, private information, health information, things that we're sharing with loved ones, things that we trust them with, are effectively not secure on our devices. And we've seen also in the IT rules that the government doesn't want the protection that WhatsApp provides us. They've gone against end-to-end encryption.
Yeah.
So I really don't trust the government on this. But I'm also not going to celebrate what the Supreme Court has said today.
Until we know what's finally recommended.
We need to know, and I would say this is a test to the Supreme Court of India.
All right. Ranbir Singh Pathania, sir.
Yes.
Do you welcome these observations of the Supreme Court?
Sir, we have welcomed the judgment, the order of the Honorable Supreme Court. Rather, the order of the Supreme Court is perfectly in line with the stand taken by the government on the floor of the parliament. On day one, we were ready for deputing, for appointing a committee of experts. You see, there are two or three criterions. This is a country which has been affected by insurgency. This is a country where national security is an issue. But at the same time, we are a democracy which believes in upholding the right to privacy in a most decent and a dignified manner. So there has to be a striking balance between all three these considerations.
No, but sir, now, this is not about taking action against terrorists. I don't think any of us are questioning, you know, legit targets of surveillance. We're talking about ordinary citizens being
surveyed. Argued against the fundamental right to privacy in the Supreme Court. They've argued against the fundamental right to privacy. Let's not forget
that. We have welcomed it. We have welcomed it, and we stick to our stand that none of the government action, while tackling insurgency, while taking care of national security, none of the government action has ever gone against any of the fundamental rights enshrined upon any of the citizens.
Then why is it, sir, that the Supreme Court said that the government's response was vague?
There are 2 points. The response was vague and the affidavit was limited. But at the same time, they have said prima facie. So this is not a final order.
But they ordered a Supreme Court monitored probe, sir. Is this not a huge setback?
Sir, that's true.
The
Supreme Court has ordered, but Supreme Court has listed the case again after 8 weeks also. Supreme Court has not given a final observation on the matter. It said prima facie to appeal.
Okay. PKD Nambiar, would you like to come in over here? Is this not an embarrassment to the government for not coming out clean on yes, we have it or no, we don't?
Well, Vishnu, on the other side, on the other way around, if I really look at from the point of view of Pegasus, this particular case, the Supreme Court's ruling today, it gives a more of another feeling that the government, the Supreme Court has actually qualified the stand of the government, that wherein government was always ready to appoint a committee to check or whatever is these allegations. It still says that only on the fundamental rights of the people, on the free speech or the privacy and etc., but not questioned the central government even for a second in one particular word, any word. It only said that it was, in fact, rather, if you really look at the order very carefully, it was upholding the national interest. The only thing is that instead of when the central government said they are ready to appoint a committee, the Supreme Court today said that, no, instead of the government appointing a committee, because wherein the central government itself is a party to this case, they have appointed
a
committee.
Were absolutely harsh. There is no way of suggesting that the Supreme Court was very kind in its remarks. It wasn't. It was very hard-hitting, sir. It said that because vague answers were given, because there was a potential crisis, a chill which could exist in our country, that they have to do this and they want answers.
Let me come to that.
The specter of national security cannot be used as an excuse.
Vishnu, this is precisely, I think what you said is absolutely right. But on the context, the way you look at that, that is where the difference.
All right. Okay. All right. The context needs to be looked at. Hopefully, we'll get clear answers once this all happens. I'm out of time. I need to take a quick look at what viewers are actually writing in. A comment on Coup from Rafi, who says privacy is very important for the citizens. There are instances where we need to compromise our privacy, but it should be legal. A question asked by Sunny. My question is, why did our Honorable Prime Minister not speak on these serious issues? Well, that's all the time that we have on this program.